You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 25 with Cass and Amy.
Woo woo!
Wow. And we are totally missing our head engineer, Stephanie, tonight.
I know, she is on holiday.
Yes, she is
having... She's not British.
Yeah, she's on vacation. She's having a great time.
Holiday.
But we miss her. I'm happy for her, but I miss her.
I miss her, too.
All right,
it's just like, it's just kind of like there's just like, you know, something missing.
Stephanie's not running the show. Dave's running our show. So this can go any which way.
Yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
So
it kind of goes with the Halloween theme, though, because, you know,
yeah,
I'm afeard.
And, of course, we have my husband, Jeremy, is with us again.
The husband is here. And it's just us tonight, so I'm excited. Oh, yeah.
I am, too. So cheers. And
here's
my little shot here.
Cilantro. Here's to
cheers.
No retardedly drunk second episode.
Yes, right? I cheers to that one.
Talk about a total shit show. That was definitely
honestly,
a shit
on
show.
The outline that I do every week, last week says shit show right on it.
Did it?
Yeah. I wrote it. Well,
yes,
I wrote
did.
It on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But that's okay. We're allowed.
Go figure.
Yeah, gold finger.
All right. So we do have a lot to get to.
Do we?
Well, kind of.
All right.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about was yesterday they released the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 2020.
Yes.
And why I'm excited about this, and I thought it was going to be fun to talk about, because Cass and I were just there.
Uh-huh.
We took a little girls' vacay and went down there and spent the day at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In Cleveland.
Yep. Yep.
And it was cool, and I was kind of bummed, because I did not realize, because you go over to this stations and they have it where you put your email address and you can vote. And I thought we were actually voting for the people.
No.
To be nominated. But
no,
it's a people's choice.
Yes.
Which is funny because I've been listening to the news and stuff today, which I don't usually do. But I was listening to the news, and I guess Motley Crue fans, all 10 of them, are losing their shit right now. Just, it was a joke. It was a joke, Dave. Calm down.
Do so, not just the crew.
So anyway, I guess the Motley Crue fans are really upset that they weren't on the list because they keep becoming people's number one choice. It's like the people's choice, but they didn't make the list.
Oh, that's kind of messed up.
So I don't know if you knew that.
No, but I did not.
It's kind of like our government's voting system.
You did. You knew something before me.
I knew something relevant.
It is. It's the popular vote versus the Electoral College.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is.
And so, yeah, I was laughing about that, though, today when they were talking about that, because I'm like, I didn't vote for Motley Crue when we did the thingy.
Yeah.
I don't remember who I voted for, actually, to tell you the truth, but it was probably one of my – oh, it probably was one of my 90s – or 80s, sorry, my 80s, you know. Replacements.
Oh my God, Erasure should be in the Rock and Roll Hall.
I think it was like Erasure or like Replacements or something like that. So anyway.
I remember whoever you voted for, I was like, who is that? And you looked at me like you were about to choke me. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's every night at a bar with an internet controllable jukebox where either Cass or I play something, you go, wait, who's this?
Yeah, yes. That only happens about every five
when
songs.
She calls the Cure Depeche Mode. I'm like, girl, really?
Do you feel like slashing your wrist right now? Then it's not the Cure.
Right.
You know what? I can't help it that you guys are old.
Wow.
I'm the baby. I am the baby of this group. So just putting
girlfriend.
That out there. All right. So this year's nominees are Whitney Houston.
Hey, I wanted to crack with somebody.
Pat Benatar.
I got nothing. Hit me with your best
shot.
Yeah.
The Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Depeche Mode.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Get my vote.
But no, so here's where I have an issue. Depeche Mode, not rock and roll.
You know what? They have a lot of rap stars
but
and stuff like
the
that.
Whole
and
thing about
and
the
I don't like I don't like that either. Like DMC is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Why?
Are they rock and roll Hall of Fame?
No. Oh my God! I'm a guy.
We
why can't
totally
I be a waiter? Why
can't
okay,
I? We can totally.
I'm a guy.
This.
Why can't I work at Hooters? Because you're a guy. It's in the definition. It's in
I
the
know,
name.
But the
Hence, do you have
I
a
think
mangina?
The Ice Cube said it when they got in there. Ice Cube did give a speech, and I agree with him 110%. is that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yes, it's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But rock and roll, I agree with him that it's all genres of music. You can put rock into any genre of music, and that's why I love rock and roll. You can have rock in country music. Today's country music, there's a lot of rock. Jeremy listens to country music today that I listen to, and he's like, that's not country.
That's hip hop.
Yeah.
Hip hop's all right. Country sucks.
Well, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, has become more like music.
Old country, good.
Snooze.
Dude, like a good, like depressing. Willie Merle. Of course it is. That's what it was there for. You buy a country album, you play it backwards, your truck gets fixed, your dog comes home, your wife has sex with you again, life's
that's
good.
Right.
And you want to kill Jolene.
Right. So. All right. Next, we have the Doobie Brothers. Not a big fan of the Doobie Brothers. Never have been.
The I only reason, more country.
The only reason why I know who country, No, my mom hates country, and the only reason why I know the Doobie Brothers name is because my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan, but that's okay. Judas Priest. Another one. Kraftwerk. What is that?
I am not familiar with Kraftwerk.
Oh, yeah. That's something my mom used to do back in the day was Kraftwerk.
She'd go to this place. Wah, wah, wah. I'm not talking about Michael's. So
you
I have no,
don't know who Kraftwerk is?
No. Enlighten us, Dave. Are they? Who are? Because they have to be more than just one hit wonders.
Yeah.
So
no.
What songs do they sing, Dave? Enlighten us.
He's gonna
or Google us. Well, Google them. Don't Google us. So and then there's also MC5.
Never. I don't know who they are either.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
MC5. They're a rap band, correct?
They're Detroit.
Yeah.
MC5 is Detroit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a rap.
Give me.
Okay, so while Dave loads those up, we'll
continue.
Well, he's
going to get this. Yeah, we'll finish this.
There's also Motorhead.
Woohoo, they got my vote. I love Motorhead.
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh,
yeah,
they also get my vote.
That's me right there.
Trent Reznor, man.
The Notorious B.I.G.
Wrong genre.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
Didn't they only have, like... that one song?
Oh, this is Kraftwerk? And this musical interlude is brought to you by Kraftwerk.
All right, let's get a da-da-da-da. What's the... Give me a bigger one. No.
Aren't those the guys that invented macaroni and cheese?
Oh, Amy, did you not hear any of that?
No, I heard it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure you didn't have your headphones on. So,
All right.
So, Chaka Khan and then... Todd Rundgren.
And I have no idea who that is.
Oh, it's just another singer. I know him. I can't tell you right off the hand but what his songs are. But
and then, of course, we have Soundgarden.
Oh, that one's got to be nominated.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I love...
Like, if you hung out in, like City Club, you heard this a lot.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Right. So is this Kraftwerk?
This is Kraftwerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Soundgarden, though, with
here's your difference. You've got Depeche Mode, Erasure, Cure, which is new wave, like Kraftwerk, and some of those guys are commonly referred to as dark wave.
Okay.
Like they were out at the same time, but just still a different enough genre that
For sure. And then the last two are T-Rex and Thin Lizzy.
And I have no idea who they are either.
Oh, I can see Thin Lizzy, maybe.
The Boys Are Back in Town.
The Boys Are Back in Town.
That's Thin Lizzy.
Okay.
And then T-Rex is Bang a Gong, Get It On, Bang a Gong.
Okay.
Nah.
No?
No.
Sorry.
All right. So, yeah. So Soundgarden, definitely Motorhead and Nine Inch Nails. Those are my three top picks for this.
Have to be.
Yeah.
And I am picking those three over Depeche Mode, which is my favorite band
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm surprised.
But again.
I was kind of shocked. I thought for sure you would pick Depeche Mode.
If I was to pick four, I would pick Depeche Mode as the end. But no, honestly, I love Depeche Mode, but they were so era oriented for me. Whereas like today, I'll listen to it here and there when I'm in the mood. I get 80s mood, but I will listen to Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, and Soundgarden every day, all day. I love those three groups. They span time.
All right. So my picks are, of course, Soundgarden.
Yeah. Chris Cornell, gotta love that man.
I know.
I'm so sad about him.
But I'm also going with Whitney Houston.
Really?
Yes. And Pat Benatar.
look at you.
So those are my top three picks. I'm sorry, Whitney Houston, she was crazy. She had a lot of problems.
She had a gorgeous voice.
She had a voice that
it was
could
all
go.
All fun and games till she hooked up with Bobby.
Yeah.
Right?
But she was, her voice was so strong.
Oh, she had a gorgeous voice.
And
I love The Bodyguard.
To get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a little bit of what I read is that they're supposed to be nominated because they actually did. They actually like presented a whole new genre. Mm-hmm.
Now, wasn't this year you had to be before 1985, correct?
You have to be at least 25 years.
Yeah, it's 25 years since your first release, I
believe. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So Dave, your top three?
Just because I'm going to be a purist, I would go Thin Lizzy, Nine Inch Nails, mm-hmm. Pat Benatar.
Okay. I love Pat Benatar, but...
Man, I got to say Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, and Thin Lizzy.
All right. Very interesting.
I saw Pat Benatar in concert. We had backstage passes in Tucson, Arizona. It was the funnest concert I've ever
been
to. Oh,
that would be. That woman still looks so damn good.
Yeah, we were in Old Tucson. She performed in Old Tucson. We had backstage passes. She gave a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, Pat Benatar is kind of like a... Jennifer Aniston. They just never seem to age.
Right.
Or they got really good makeup.
A picture of Elizabeth Hurley just turned like 54.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Dude posted a picture on her Instagram of her hanging out in a bikini.
And you were all about it, huh?
Hi. Still looks like she did in Austin Powers. Holy
Whoa.
Shit.
Wow.
Like, really? Gotta like that. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to move on, and we are actually we have some special
drunken confessions.
We got some special. We have some special.
You're sounding special right about now.
I am. Let me tell you. So anyway, we have some special confessions for Halloween. So instead of doing our regular run of the mill kind of confessions, we came up with a couple of spooky ones. So Amy, you pick the first confession.
All right,
and answer it.
What are you most afraid of? I'm going out of order.
That's fine. No, that's why I had you pick it. Otherwise, I would just say read the list.
First drunken confession, what are you afraid of?
Amy, what are you afraid of? Darkness, monsters under the bed.
I know. I can say my top fear is
affecting
heights
anyone
while I'm alive.
Oh, do something scary.
I know. That's
I don't want to do
going.
Like that.
That's
this
where
is
I'm going.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say this is supposed to be like a scary fear.
So... toys coming alive.
Really?
Oh, the
Chucky? Chucky?
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I think it's all of the above. Ever since I was little and young, I always had this fear before Toy Story came out, because let me date, I was little before Toy Story came out. I always had this fear that I was in my parents' basement and all of a sudden the toys came out of the cupboard.
And came after you?
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it just scared me. It's not like they were trying to kill me. It was just that they were trying to come out and
kind of like
yeah.
in Stranger
follow
Things,
me,
that
and it was weird,
Stranger
and
Things.
It always scared the crap out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, opening of season three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what I'm most afraid of is toys coming to life.
Interesting. Dave?
Dude, like I'm not a scare factor kind of guy.
Well, then forget you.
Well, you're not adding to this podcast episode.
I mean, you don't have.
I have good answers for the other questions.
you picked a good one, Amy.
Yeah,
that
no,
answer.
No, because I don't like she. What are you afraid of? Failure. But no, God, what am I afraid of?
Spiders.
Dude,
are you afraid of? I mean, do you like?
Oh,
centipedes?
I loathe spiders with a
passion.
Well,
there you go, spiders.
So have I ever told you guys the spider story?
No.
This is why. So, I wake up one morning.
He's going to totally have nightmares tonight.
It's a Thursday, and I wake up, and I take a shower, and I'm sitting there, and I dry my hair off, and I look over.
The fact that it's Thursday relevant to the story?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's bumps all over my shoulder.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, whatever. Get dressed, go to work, whatever. Yeah. I wake up the next morning, and it's Friday, and I take a shower, and I look, and the bumps are, like, significantly bigger. And I'm like, that's not good. And so I call and I get a doctor's appointment and they go to see the doc And he's like, yeah, so that's a nice cluster of spider bites you have there on your shoulder. It's a good thing you came in today instead of waiting through the weekend. I'm like, why? He's like, well, if you'd have waited through the weekend, we'd be talking about nerve damage. Your shoulder probably would have been swollen up to about the size of a grapefruit.
Was you going through necrosis?
And he was like, did you happen to find a spider body? And this is the worst part. He was like, did you happen to find a spider body anywhere near you? I'm like, no. He's like, that's not really surprising. It's actually a human reflex that if something's biting you, you probably slapped it and threw it in your mouth and ate it.
Oh my
God. I was like,
God.
Shut the hell up. And I had to I pull out my phone and I Google. I'm like,
yeah,
that's really
sorry,
a thing.
Buddy.
Oh my God.
I was
average
so happy.
It's 10 spiders a year.
It's an autonomic reflex.
I thought it was bullshit.
No, it's a real thing.
Oh,
so thanks for giving us
tastes like crab legs.
Do they?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Jeremy, what are you most afraid of?
I know when I was a kid, I was super terrified of clowns. And to this day, I'm very leery around them. You don't know who they are. They could chop your head off and run away and nobody know who did it. And we still have problems with clowns today.
But I have seen you interact with clowns at haunted houses before.
Oh, yeah.
And you just... I've never
Doesn't
seen
matter.
You jump from a clown.
That's a different story. They're there to do a job. But when you start
he has
coming across
like doubt.
Just weird people on the street dressed as clowns.
Mm. Oh, that's honestly, we've been together this long. I did not.
I'm not
that.
Terrified of them anymore, but you better keep your distance. I might have to bonk that red nose.
Yeah, if you're just a random dude walking around in a clown outfit.
That's creepy.
We're probably going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Cass?
All right, mine's kind of weird.
Well,
like no shocker,
of
right?
course, because it's you.
So at night when I'm home by myself, and
I
go to the bathroom or something like that, I'm always afraid when I open the door somebody's going to be standing there. Seriously, I'm always terrified that somebody is going to be standing on the other side of the door. I'm not afraid of – I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I'm not afraid of that, but I have this terrible fear that somebody's going to be there ready to kill me.
Correct
me. Listen to you go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
Correct
it's just bathroom or even in my bedroom.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Even if you know you're – say we're out tonight.
Yeah.
If you know you're going home
mm-hmm.
to an empty house.
I make sure all the lights are on.
She is very paranoid.
I put all the lights on before I go home.
If she knows her husband is out of town, she leaves my house before dark.
I do.
Because she wants to be in the house, be able to see everything.
Once I'm home and I have the lights on and everything else, everything's fine. And I don't shut doors until I go to bed at night and I shut my bedroom door and it does not open again. But that's just a fear I have that if I walk out of my bedroom or if I go to the bathroom and shut the door and I open the door that somebody's going to be there. And it's not like I'm afraid of a monster is going to be there. I'm afraid that somebody's going to be there to kill me. I don't know why. It's just that weird fear. I always have to have lights
on
and stuff.
So going on that, your fear, next question is, do you believe in ghosts? If so, have you ever seen one?
No. I don't believe in ghosts at all.
Okay.
And I've never seen one. I've tried. I've done everything, after my sister passed and stuff like that. My other sister said she saw my sister. And I'm like, all right, come on. Visit me. Go ahead. Prove me wrong. Prove me that there is ghosts. That's an afterlife, whatever. And no, that never happened. So what about you, Amy? Are you afraid of ghosts?
It depends on the ghost. I totally believe in them.
Okay.
Have
you ever seen one?
Yes. I have. I've seen shadows. I've seen white lights. And it's all in the same location.
Have you ever seen a person?
The shadow and the white lights. When I say shadow and white lights, they are always as a person. You can see the person, but you can't make out any facial features. Mm-hmm. And both, there's many encounters, all in the same location. So I totally believe in them. I don't know if they were good or evil, because I'm told black is bad, white
racist.
Is good.
Yeah, I know, right? I was just
going
to say that. Dave beat
it
me to
is.
It.
Shadows are supposed to be like the demons. The glowy white is supposed to be angels. However, both
who decided that?
Two encounters. It's just research I've done after I saw them.
I just want to know who decided that.
But the encounters that I have come across is that, I'm sorry, the shadow of the cowboy man, he seemed friendly. Mm-hmm. The evil little person in a white dress and glowing white seemed like she was going to kill me. So
Now, the cowboy guy, that's the Hat Man. The Hat Man's been seen for thousands of years, and he's never been up to any good from what I've understood.
He never opposed a threat to me. Dave?
Yep.
He wasn't paying attention. You're going to have to.
No, I absolutely. I'm answering both questions in the affirmative.
Yes, you've seen a ghost. Yes, you believe, and yes, you've seen.
Yep. Okay. So probably the biggest one that goes along. So I have a really long story that I'll spare you. But there was one night where we all went we deliberately went ghost hunting. And it was probably one of the scariest fucking nights of my life.
Where did you go?
There's this place in Wilton, New Hampshire called the Blue Lady. If you ever want to Google it, or if you ever want me to tell you the story over a couple
that
of drinks.
That rings a bell.
It's legit and it's effed up beyond all recognition.
Maybe make a note so we can ask Dave when we're drinking.
I'm already on it.
But okay. So I know my mom died when I was 16. And after the, we had the funeral and then we had, everybody came back to my house after it was done. And, my mom, my friends and I were all sitting in the sunroom, which, as it turns out, was where she took the fall that ultimately killed her because she hit her head. And my mom had her chair that she always sat in. And so, I know what I was wearing the day of her funeral, and I know what all my friends were wearing. And our housekeeper stood in the door wall, in the doorway, into the sunroom and took a picture out into where all my friends and I. And my mom is sitting in her chair looking at me in the picture.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Creepy.
And I still have that picture. It is. I mean, it's like that's one of those things where you're like – not really sure how, and it's not like there's an orb or there's it's my mom sitting in her chair looking at me.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, Jeremy.
I used to be full blown atheist. I used to have no belief in that. I used to think the lights went out when you went out.
Uh-huh.
Until I started running into ghosts. I've seen full blown apparitions, full size.
When you moved I've in
seen,
with me,
I've seen the Hat Man. Well.
Atheism, nothing to do with ghosts. Atheism is religion. Ghosts have nothing to do with religion.
I see ghosts as part of religion.
And afterlife.
And afterlife is part of religion.
Because your spirit is still carrying on.
That's why Cass says that she doesn't believe in them. She's never seen it because Cass is atheist. So
I don't believe in an afterlife.
If you get away from the monotheism that is really taught in America and start getting into the other countries and you start getting into some of the 200,000-year-old religions,
right?
It's all intertwined. It's all about...
Oh, no, they're all identical because they've all just stolen shit from each other.
Well, you got your base religions, the original religions, and then you start to get the mixtures as the years go by, and then
once
the Egyptians came in, you got the there's just one god and...
Oh, no, they still had a shit ton of gods.
The Egyptians, yeah.
They started changing during the Egyptians' times. I think it was actually Osiris that actually started to change that.
No, he was just a creation guy.
So,
but yeah, but, okay. Well, anyway.
That's like how they go.
Yeah.
So Jeremy was always atheist. When I met him, he was pure atheist.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, to me, the Bible is stories of stuff that happened that people didn't understand.
Then he moved in with me.
But I think seeing a ghost.
Well, I've seen
that
full
makes you that makes you believe in an afterlife.
Well,
I've seen I've seen a fully clothed, colored. Clothes, everything, person with a hat that I thought was my brother-in-law, Corey. He wasn't even in the house at the time. I tried to talk to him as he walked away. It kind of pissed me off. Didn't know that wasn't him. I've seen a little girl all dressed in white, like
I've seen
old
too.
School style, dressed in a pretty white dress like back in the 20s. I thought it was my niece. And when I tried to walk up the stairs to see what was going on, the girl was gone and my niece was not wearing no dress. She was wearing regular clothes.
Hence, I've dealt with objects. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We've had objects going off.
The objects are crazy.
So, hence why I really need some, professional ghost hunters to come to my mom's basement, because that's where Jeremy and I lived during all these encounters. We lived in my mom's basement. She had set her basement up as this apartment.
They play with a damn Ouija board.
I know people. I know a couple of people that do
so
that.
I would love to do this.
Yeah. There's, I think it's called 313 Paranormal.
Yeah, I would love
to do
this.
Paranormal 313,
however,
I think it is.
However, my nieces and nephews can't know what the results are.
Because
or
they'll never
want
to go to grandma's.
Because they're already terrified. They've
already,
seen spirits in a house.
Yeah,
they will have
already...
nothing to do with the basement.
There's
they won't
a dude,
go down there.
They
John
don't go
Kenny,
in the back rooms.
Who lives like right by the Royal Oak Studios. That we've done a bunch of interviews with at cons and that kind of stuff, and he stopped by the studios a few times. He's like a renowned dude. Like,
I would totally love to get somebody in my mom's basement. I would like to do it so that, like I said, my nieces and nephews aren't involved. But I would.
Oh,
I would
if
like
you get somebody knows what they're
I
doing.
I would like
they can get
somebody
stuff
to either debunk it or tell us we're not crazy. Because before I met Jeremy, I started going through that stuff when I was 15 years old, when I first moved my bedroom downstairs.
That's crazy.
And when we moved into that, mm-hmm. I told Jeremy about it, and he looked at me like I was a freaking loony bag.
Well, your mom won't let us use the Ouija board near her house.
No,
so.
She won't.
Or in the subway.
Yes, I saw your sign today. Yeah. Subway, the restaurant, just to clarify that we're not talking New York Subway or anything like that. We're talking about
I've
Subway,
actually
the
found,
restaurant.
I've actually found out also my older age that it actually runs in my family, especially on my father's side through the females coming down.
Like senility?
Like
being able to see spirits, actually talking to them,
really?
All kinds of weird stuff that I've found out over the years.
The shine.
They were not surprised.
That is interesting. All right. Well, on that note, I think we're going to roll into what our topic is for today.
Boogie woogie.
What do you think, Amy?
Woogie,
that's fine.
All right. We're going to talk about, because it just goes along with it, our favorite scary movies.
Woo woo.
Oh my God, mine's twisted.
Well, you're twisted. So since Amy wrote this, and we're going to go on her list here, so Amy's going to go first with her scary movies.
All right. So I'm going, my scary movie that I've seen that still to this day gives me horror nightmares and I will never watch again. It was a one and done. It's People Under the Stairs.
Mm-hmm. Good old John Carpenter.
I can never, like, to this day, I have nightmares.
That was a good movie. That was
about
creepy.
A boy living in the walls with no tongue. Like, I don't remember all the details of the movie because I was so young when I watched it.
Well, I mean, there were people.
Well, there was actually.
They were living under the stairs.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of kids living under the stairs come to find out at the end.
Yes. But the thing that to this day gives me nightmares is the boy in the walls with no tongue. Mm. After that.
I feel like that's every girl's nightmare is a boy with no tongue.
Well, true that. So the
no,
next
I can
one,
think of worse things on him that a guy could be missing.
The next one is Amityville Horror.
Love
and
that.
I've seen I will watch it. That one I will watch. And I've seen all the different times that they've remade it a million times.
Well, the freaky thing about that is that it's based after a true story.
Yeah, so but
the
it still freaks
the
me
house
out.
Is still there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It still freaks
it's been
me
significantly
out.
Remodeled now. Like I went back in the shit. Early 90s, and it was still pretty damn identical.
Okay.
Well, a quick story. That actually happened to my family growing up. We had a house, and we had just bought it, moved in, and we had a room that just filled with flies, totally filled with flies. Well, come to find out, it was an addition that they had put on the house, and a rat got underneath the house, or like a possum or something like that, died, and all the maggots hatched at once,
right.
And it filled the room with flies.
It's
so
a plague.
I mean you never know what could actually cause such things that people will attribute to hauntings, but that actually happened. My dad had to close all the doors and let a bomb off in the room to kill all these flies. Then he had to put a hole in the floor.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
because you lie. Can't live decaying
house,
raccoon.
Right, so
yeah.
He had to pour lie down there and all. Oh, it was horrible.
If my
but
house
yeah.
ever was like
filled with flies.
Yeah,
that means you got something dead underneath.
I would
there.
Cry. Hmm? And my third pick is The Shining. I only watched.
Oh, I was wondering what Shining. The shinning was. I thought that was like maybe an old lady went around and whacked you
oh,
in the
I
shin
did.
With
shinning.
Her slipper.
No, it's shinning.
That's Shining. That's what we're gonna do to Dave after this episode if he keeps that up with the smartest comments. I'm gonna pull a Tonya Harding on your ass.
What?
Just saying. Cass, what's your top three?
Well, you know, now that we started talking about it, I'm like, oh, there's so many more. So my scariest, the one that freaked me out the most, was The Ring. I don't know what it was about that movie, but that just that shit just freaked me
really?
Out.
Really?
You know, and it was the second one where she's scratching the wall.
Not judging.
Oh, I remember when she came out of TV just giving me
oh,
the wheelies.
Oh, yeah. I know. Me too. So the next one that I found was the most fascinating, the one I loved, was 13 Ghosts.
Now,
the
see,
story, everything about the movie
I don't
I loved.
Find that movie scary.
I love that movie.
Well,
it was still scary. But it was a great movie.
It didn't give me nightmares, so therefore it wasn't scary.
Well, I guess.
I think the only thing.
If that's the criteria, then holy, about my first marriage was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Right? This movie that gave me the most nightmares was The Exorcist, because I saw that when I was little and I should never have seen it when I saw it. I was only like 10, I think, when I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I got
Oh, yeah, that was like the scariest.
So I just watched, I was hanging with the kids and we were like searching through like Netflix and Hulu to find stuff. And there was this great, like Monsters, Inc.
Love it.
Did like a phenomenal, like it was like four cartoons all put together, and one of them was a spoof of The Exorcist, and the kids got like none of the jokes. Like
That's great, they
didn't get the head spinning around.
Yeah.
There was this big long staircase. They didn't get any of that. And they couldn't like they're like, Dad, why are you laughing? And I'm like, okay,
this is on Netflix.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's this thing called The Exorcist, and my son John goes, oh, McKenna's watched that. Who's his like 10-year-old friend?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wait. they let their 10-year-old daughter watch.
Oh, my
the
parents,
Exorcist?
My parents did not let me watch it. I snuck
downstairs.
Oh, no,
they let her. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, my parents would never have let me watch it. My dumb ass snuck downstairs and put it on when everyone was asleep. But actually, my all-time favorite, and it's considered a horror movie. I don't consider it a horror movie, but if you go under genres on the Netflix, it's under horror movies, Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
Fucking hate that movie.
Amy cannot stand that movie.
That's awesome.
I have watched that movie three times.
So bad for those guys.
I love that movie.
I hate that movie.
That movie
was so
is
stupid.
So hilarious. Have you seen that movie, Dave?
No.
Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
You're
have
not
to
missing
see it.
Anything? Let me picture
you. You okay?
Let me picture you. Let me create the scene. We go to Cass's to go have some beers and to play games. And it turns into, let's watch this movie.
Because Tom and I had seen this movie and we loved the movie so much we wanted to share it with you because we thought you would love it like we did.
I hated it.
It was a lot of slapstick.
It was so
you would have been wrong.
Maybe he has problems with slapstick.
It was so, all right, so for, dumb. For if you haven't seen it, basically what the premise of the movie is. All right, these two guys, they are like country bumpkins. They have a cottage. They have like a cabin out on a lake and it's falling apart. They decide, you know, they're going to make this their summer home. So they're heading up there to fix up this cabin while a bunch of college students head up there to drink and party. And they see them at the store and they're like, wow, those are some country bumpkins. Got to be careful of them kind of thing. You know, seeing too many deliverance. So anyways, they all go up there. Well, the guys are partying everything and one of the girls gets hurt. And the two guys that are, you know, doing the cabin, they're out fishing and they see this girl get hurt. So they go to rescue her. Now, all the college students are all freaked out telling ghost stories. They think they're kidnapping her to kill her.
Anyways,
and then so the story
movie,
is they go after
important.
Their friend to save her.
It was so
and it
stupid.
Was so funny.
No, it wasn't. It was stupid. It was not funny. It was
the Tripper Shredder scene was the funniest part.
No,
of
yeah, but you can kind of see that happening that, no. like nowadays.
I know because people are so
everything
stupid.
Everything about
assume.
That movie yeah. was unbelievable. No funny jokes.
Okay,
it
Amy,
was
it wasn't supposed to be believable. That's what made it so funny.
No, it was so stupid.
It's hysterical. You got to see it.
Already
it was.
Then.
It was Cass humor. Dumb.
Oh, ouch. I need some burn cream.
All right. So, Dave, we don't know what your scariest movies are.
I would go with Alien, the
original. Oh, with Sigourney Weaver.
Just because, I mean, yeah, it's sci-fi, but like that was
No,
such...
that's scary.
Oh,
I
yeah, that was terrible.
That
was such
a...
Well, no, just the just the mental buildup.
Oh, yeah.
Like that,
last
like,
suspense.
Like when I always talk to people about like scary versus not scary, I always talk about Alien versus Aliens.
Yeah. Because
Alien, mental, messes with your head, going to scare the crap out of you. Aliens, splatter, gore fest, but whatever. Like it does nothing for me. But Alien, messed me up hard. Like right. that was a good flick.
I agree because I still don't watch that movie.
I loved it.
I would go. This is one a lot of people haven't seen, but it's great. It's called Ghost Story. It's an old movie with Fred Astaire of all people, and it's about like way back in the day, obviously because Fred Astaire's old as shit.
He's still alive.
He might even be dead. But like back, when they're in college, this girl gets drunk. It's almost like a Very Bad Things-ish thing where she gets drunk. They think she's dead. So they put her in the car and they push the car into the lake so that they don't get caught having this girl in their house and all that stuff. Well, as the car is sinking to the lake, she wakes up.
Oh.
And they do nothing. And it's all about her coming back to get her revenge.
Oh,
and
sweet.
It's just a great movie. And I'm going to go Single White Female.
Never saw that.
Just because one, finding out it's not who you think it is giving you a blowjob.
Dave relates.
And two, I won't ruin it for you. The boyfriend gets killed haunts me to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is funny because not funny. But single white
like
female.
Like funny haha or yeah, like this no, smoke like, smells funny?
What's ironic is single white female, that's not even considered a horror movie.
It's suspense.
It's a suspense drama,
a thriller.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Jeremy, what are yours?
Okay.
I know you have to.
When I was a kid, the big ones were your Hellraisers, Freddy Krueger. I had a real hard time with the Friday the 13th series. But the very first thing that really terrified me in TV was The Price is Right.
Like Bob Barker?
Yep.
Love Bob Barker.
And this is why I love my husband.
Because you were worried about having your pet spayed or neutered?
No. That's what I said. Let me tell you, when he told me that answer, I was like, what?
Okay.
The price is wrong, Bob.
You gotta listen to the story. Bitch.
When I was like probably like 4 or 5 years old, my grandma used to watch me while my parents worked. Okay.
Ditto. Okay.
And, you know, I go to bowling once a week with her and all that stuff.
My grandma's dead.
Every day she watched The Price is Right. So, if you remember, they had a game with this yodeling guy, little Swiss guy.
Yeah, the climber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, 4 or 5 years old, I believe what my parents told me. When you die, you die. That's it. So, I got to see a couple episodes of the yodeler going up, and I thought he was a really cool dude. I even sang with this guy. Yodel, yodel, loved it. Until one day, the adults killed him.
Because he fell off the side. Because yep. Yeah.
Oh my God, it terrified me. I screamed. And then and then I learned, well, there's more yodelers. You know, there's a group of these guys, and they're going up the side of this mountain.
They're damn lemmings.
Yeah. The freaking people who are making these bad judgments on these prices are killing this guy.
Oh my God.
So it literally got to the point.
Video games must have tortured the shit out of you.
Oh, no.
Can you picture a 4-year-old Jeremy?
It got to the point that just The Price is Right coming on, the suspense of whether my friends were going to live or die terrified the shit out of me. And I got to the point I couldn't even watch Price is Right.
I love
five
it.
Or six
wow.
Years.
Wow. I love that story. Well, I'm sorry, but I love that.
When my kids were little, Emily was terrified of Alice in Wonderland. That movie, cartoon freaked her out so
I'm sorry,
bad.
To this day,
we couldn't watch it.
My aunt is in her 70s, and to this day, she will not watch it.
Yeah, my daughter Emily, she was terrified
she
of
won't,
Alice in Wonderland.
She also won't watch Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I can
creepy.
Understand that. Yeah. The flying monkeys.
Yeah. No, my parents took me to Disney for the first time when I was like 3 or 4. And they always love to tell this story where like the first, like we go to Disney, happiest place on earth, and we get inside the park and Mickey Mouse walks up and he was like, oh, hi, little boy. Oh. And I was like, rat, bam.
You punched Mickey?
I punched Mickey right in the nose.
Wow, that's harsh, Dave, but I can see you doing that. And
okay, so this isn't on the outline, but because I brought up Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Did you guys know the true horror behind Wizard of Oz?
Oh, my God.
Well, yes, I've seen it under the rainbow.
Have you seen the midget commit suicide? In the original footage?
So they proved that was actually an urban legend.
Did they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there was
a whole I just clicked my head talking about this.
An episode where they had, what they did is they actually changed the footage to crop it out and redid
it. Well, they did. They cropped it out because so many people were talking about it.
The guy was hanging back there.
Yeah, they cropped it out because it wasn't. It was like a mannequin or something like
that. So nobody committed suicide during the taping?
Well, that one, and I don't know about if nobody did, but like that's the most famous one.
Yeah,
and they actually had they had one of like the set designers.
That
and,
is so creepy. Yeah. Though. If you watch the videos when they zoom in on that,
oh yeah,
it creeped me.
But that's why they cropped it out, because so many people were talking about it.
Wow. No, what's creepy is the crow and how Brandon Fraser died,
or Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee.
Oh, Jesus. Nice try.
Mary Joseph. Brandon Fraser. Brandon Lee. I know who Brandon Fraser is.
Encino Man.
Versus
Bruce Lee's
son.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee. Anyway, when he died because that somebody had mistakenly not put blanks in the gun?
Were blanks. They didn't clean the barrel of the gun out completely, so there was a metal shaving, metal fragment in there.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so when the blank went off, it still poofs.
I think
out
it's
the
like
barrel.
The saddest,
well, even those blanks
at
point
saddest
you
ever.
Within a
I
foot
know,
of
he
a
was
person,
good
you cause
and he had a lot
serious
of
damage
yeah.
to him.
Well, so if you ever watch Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, that's one of the things that they talk about.
Enter the Dragon.
No, Dragon,
the Bruce Lee story. Sorry, Enter the Dragon is Bruce Lee.
Yes,
Dragon is.
So
the story
they
of
actually
him.
Talk about like there's a curse in Bruce Lee's family.
Yes, that's why I was thinking of that. Yep.
Where like so you think about it like Enter the Dragon. Was supposed to be Bruce Lee's breakout film.
Mm-hmm.
He died before it was released.
Yes.
Like, just because he went to, like, hey, I think I have a headache.
And Brandon Lee
I
died
went and laid
before
down, and he was dead.
Yeah.
Like, no. A day later.
Brandon
with
Lee
that,
died before
the whole
that.
Curse thing, it was my understanding that the whole reason the curse was even there is because he was one of the first to teach the act some of the true meanings of kung fu to foreigners.
No. This like goes way back in his family.
Okay,
that was why
I know a lot of people. Are
he
very
had
upset
issues.
He was doing what he was doing.
with a lot of the other Asians in San Francisco because he was teaching to white people, and that was a big no-no.
Yeah.
Like that was not supposed to be happening.
It was kind of
so he, like,
to them.
That's how he got his back broken.
Well, even the Chinese with the Japanese, when the Japanese learned their fighting techniques from the Chinese, they never actually taught them like exactly what was going on with their beliefs and stuff. They taught them the moves.
Amy's getting bored with you guys' conversation.
Sorry. Yep.
Sorry. Sorry. So on that note, we're going to move forward, Amy?
Yeah.
Or we want to do one more drunken confession, or do you want to go right into advice?
Nope. I want to go do you guys, anybody at this table tonight, do you go to haunted houses? Have you been to one this year? Which is your favorite?
No.
I have in the past, not this year.
Okay, so in the past.
Do you like them?
What is the?
They're all right. Like, I've done Erebus. I've done, some of the bigger ones.
How was Erebus?
Cool.
Was it?
Like,
okay.
It's cool. Like I said, it's. Like I'm not a jump scare kind of guy. Like it takes a lot to tweak me out. And like I think it's like I would love to go to one of those ones that have the hidden cameras.
Yeah.
That like take photos when they do shit.
And you're deadpan the whole time.
Like. Oh yeah. Like I would like and like everybody's freaking out. I'm like, whatever. Dude in a clown suit. Guy in a hockey mask.
So the haunted houses don't do much.
They don't really do much for me. Oh. I mean, my kid, like, so like
and they're like $70 a person now.
That's the
so
other
expensive.
Issue. Is like,
yeah, that's
what?
Why no. I haven't
so
been
screw
a
that.
Years.
So we
and
haven't,
there's always like 3 and 4 hour waits.
Yeah, we haven't been in a few years, but I have to say my favorite one to go to, which has outrageously gotten expensive since I started going to that one, is the Pinckney Haunted Forest. I love that one.
It took a long time to go through that.
Yeah, it's like over an hour walk through the forest. Mm-hmm. And they changed it every year. So I could go every year.
It
I didn't know
experience.
What was coming at me. I love that one.
Yeah. Well, we had one year, we had this guy, he was like a 6.5 foot linebacker. And because we were walking through this alien spaceship with clowns in it, he was so terrified of clowns, even as an adult, I had to tell him, just close your eyes. I'm going to grab your shoulder blades or I'm going to walk you through it. And that's how we went through it.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. So I have done, you know, the haunted hayrides, and we do that with the kids. And it's not just that. I see now at my age, you're either I'm going to wet myself or I'm going to have to bring some defibrillators because one or two things are going to happen. I'm going to have an accident or I'm going to have a heart attack. I just don't go. I don't need people jumping out at me. I don't need this shit.
I love it.
But yeah, no. I have enough health issues. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right. So one more question for you guys.
Uno más.
Before we wrap this up is anybody dressing up for Halloween this
year? Hell no. Yeah.
Anybody going to any awesome parties?
It's like the meme I put. What are you going to be for Halloween? Drunk.
honestly, it probably depends on my kids if they want me to dress up or not, like when I'm taking them around. I do my favorite costume that I've ever done, and this was like – and it only mattered to the people in the neighborhood. But they like could not have gotten better reactions. So my neighbor is like 6'4", big dude, huge beard, big hair, like always puts his hair in a man bun, and he's an ER doctor. So I went out and I bought scrubs, bought a big dwarf beard from The Hobbit.
You
bought,
went as your neighbor.
Bought a man bun with a brown
oh God,
and
it.
Went as
I
him.
Love it. I
like
love
to the point
it.
Where like we went next door first and his wife friggin' died.
I love
like,
it.
Like thought she was going to have a coronary. She was laughing so hard. She's like, oh my God, he's not here right now. He's going to be home in like an hour. You have to come back after you take the kids around the neighborhood. And so like we'd go around the neighborhood and people were like, oh, hey, you're not Garrett. No, I'm not, Dave. Life's good. But then we came back, and probably one of the funniest pictures I have is when he was finally back home, we took a pic, like me standing next to him. It's like looking at a before and after picture. Because, like, he's, awesome. You know, this like big 6'4 dude, and his hair's like still all put together and all this, and his beard's like done, whatever, whatever. And like the big dwarf beard's like all crazy, and the hair's all just, it was pretty funny. It was great.
That's great.
And the kids had a kick with it, so.
Amy?
So, no plans for this year's costume?
No. Not I mean, yet. If I need to throw something together, I mean, I've got, you know, the standby, like, I've got the standby cowboy outfit.
You got all the standby.
I wouldn't suggest assless chaps yeah. around your kids.
No, I wouldn't suggest them in
I
general.
I feel like he has a whole closet of costumes that he can't break out in front of his children.
Honestly, I wouldn't want to look in Dave's closet.
No, but like it's so like I went to Arizona at one point, and we did like a costume thing down there, and so I went to one of the shops and bought the vest, the you know the chaps, the boot. I got kick ass cowboy boots, believe it or not. That's kind of weird for me. You know the hat and all that. You know the you know kick ass holster and all that shit. So like I've got it if I ever want it. But like I said, really depends on the kids. If I'm usually just happier walking them around and.
Yeah.
Sipping off a flask and being happy.
That's what I used to do. I used to put a little pint in my pocket mm-hmm. and walk the kids around. My kids are grown. And my grandkids go to my ex-husband's house for Halloween. So I don't go with my grandkids, which is okay. I mean, I have my holiday. Thanksgiving's my holiday. My
right.
grandkids. My grandkids spend the night. And we cook and bake and everything else. So I'm okay with them having Halloween with their grandpa. But no, nothing this year. I haven't done anything in Halloween and. Since my last Halloween party that we had.
Well, no, I had a Halloween party. You came in as an alien.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did that green thing on my face.
Yeah.
That was how many years ago? 6-7 years
before,
ago?
Before Jeremy and I were married.
It was years ago. It was a while ago. So I haven't done anything since. And like I said, what I'm going to be this year is drunk. So.
I'll say, well, this year, my sisters and I are dressing up as the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
Because we have one brunette, one blonde, one redhead.
Yay.
And it's their birthday weekend.
The milkman, the mailman.
So.
What's Jeremy going as?
I have.
He should be the.
Suit.
Oh, you should have made him be the guy from Hocus Pocus. The dead guy with the mouse on Sean. No, the guy with the mouse on Sean.
Yeah,
what's
his name? He looked like Frankenstein.
He did not look like Frankenstein.
Yes, he did.
I forget his name. Anyway, the guy from Hocus Pocus would have been cool.
So far in the past, I would say 20 years, my favorite costume Jeremy has ever dressed up as was an adult-only
The ring toss?
Yes.
That was fun.
It was so great. And my mom went to go grab like the bucket of Halloween costumes to take out of my house to take to hers. And I was like, wait, I have to grab the ring toss guy.
It was just a costume with a like a bar and you had.
Oh,
yeah.
That.
And you had to.
Got a giant unit and then you got rings. And,
I've seen
that. Yeah. Sorry. So now, one last thing before we wrap it up for tonight. We do have drunken advice.
Yes.
So we're going to go through really quick. I'm using Amy's words here. Really quick. We do have drunken advice. We had a listener write in and said, my husband is constantly on his video games. How do I get him to help around the house and also get that spark back and get him off the video games? Because that's all he does is when he comes home.
Trip the breaker downstairs and pretend like the power's out.
So that's what. Their question was, so I'll let you guys go first.
So I'll go first because I can kind of, to our anonymous listener, I can kind of relate to this. Sorry to throw you under the bus, husband.
But, you know.
So you can take either, I have two tactics. First tactic is throw a temper tantrum and slam every door and cupboard and make sure that when I'm doing all the house chores, I'm really loud about it.
Survey says...
And you walk in front of him continuously while you're doing that.
However.
Yeah, while I'm sitting there playing a video game, like, what the fuck did I do?
However, this is not beneficial because they're still in their video game. They don't care.
No, we don't
even notice half the time.
Nope.
So the only thing that has worked for me is to actually set him aside when he's not on the video game and say, you know what, you're slacking. You're getting too much in the video games again. Yeah. I'm doing all the housework. I'm doing all this. You're not paying attention to me.
Have you tried a blowjob?
While he's playing video games?
I bet he would put the controller down.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Wow. Both said no.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a totally different experience playing video games and having sex at the same time.
Yeah, no, he'll still play his game. So, no.
Oh,
wow, that's dedication.
Great.
So I can totally relate to this listener.
Damn.
Good luck, sister.
So, I guess I would come at this one of a couple different ways. So, like, I know, like, when I got really heavily into the whole online gaming thing or just gaming in general, it's usually because I was super stressed out. Mm-hmm. It's not because, like, it's not because I didn't want to be there. It's not going to be. But I was, like, super maxed out. And that was my way to shut my brain off.
Yeah,
like,
that's what a lot of it is.
That was my way to just, like, you know what? Let's get rid of the bullshit of the day. That's my thing.
To be fair, that's Jeremy. When he has anxiety as high, he doesn't play video games very often.
Right.
It's when he goes through those stages. Yep. It's when he's zoned into the video game.
And so it's probably the same thing. So, I mean, I would say and that would be my question to whoever, like, is this a periodic thing or is this a constant thing?
Constant thing.
Because if it is truly, sometimes perception can be greater than reality.
Consistent.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's truly a constant and consistent thing, he probably just doesn't want to be home. There's that. And just hasn't figured out how to make you realize that yet.
Right.
Because if you're totally absorbed in an escape world
24/7,
365, that just means you don't want to be there. If it's a periodic, I mean, and this can go one of, you know, a couple different ways. Either one, just leave him the fuck alone. Let him figure his shit out, whatever. Or maybe just say, hey, look, what's the deal? Like, why, like, are you even, because here's, like, with me, I would literally not even be aware of how long I was absorbed into shit. Like, I literally had to stop playing. I forget what it was. It was some, like, Need for Speed, one of those stupid games. And I started playing online. And, like, that was, like, stepping through a rip in the time-space continuum for me. Like, I would think I'd be playing for, like, a half hour. No, it would be, like, 6 hours. And I would be unaware of, like, people calling, like, because it was gaming systems were in my basement. I'd be unaware of people yelling downstairs. I would have no recollection of having, yeah, no, I'm good. Just that's,
oh, yeah,
that's
they,
what I was.
They call it hyperfocus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been people that actually had their houses catch on fire and almost burned to the ground, and they were still playing their video games, not realizing the house was on fire behind them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, you could try to maybe
give him a blowjob.
Well, there's that. Or develop an interest in the game. You know, and see if it's, you know, something you guys can do together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, I know stereotypes say, you know, video games aren't a chick thing, but that's bullshit.
No, it's not.
No, it's that is bullshit because.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know.
I'm a gamer.
Maybe that's something you hook into.
I'm not a gamer, mm-hmm. but I can make the effort to learn what he's
doing.
Amy's
not a gamer unless it's Family Guy. What was that game you and I played?
Family Guy.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
Or Mario Kart.
Amy and
let's
I,
be
yeah.
real. What does every guy love to do?
Masturbate.
Play video games.
Watch porn.
Okay, so like
that's why sex while right, video games
so
is
like,
awesome.
Like number 12 on that list is.
That's a long list.
Okay. Okay, little lady, you don't know how to do something. Let me show you and teach you how to do it.
Oh yeah, that's Tom.
Like that's guy
that's
ego.
My husband.
That's guy ego 101.
Oh yeah.
Like that's you know it's so
ego?
You know
my husband.
Then eventually you'll get better than he is, and you'll kick his ass, and then you'll have a whole different set of problems.
Right.
But
that's when he grows up. He outgrows
so,
the game.
Jeremy, as a fellow gamer.
What do you say?
How do you respond to this significant other on
video games all the time?
Her husband to.
Well, yeah. You and I have seen it go both ways.
Yeah.
We've seen a situation where the couple ended up splitting up over it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and in that situation, the guy was so addicted that we would go on vacations together and he would leave a day early because he had to go back and play his video games.
Really?
True
he
story.
Couldn't handle being away from the game.
Holy yeah, true story. Snacks.
Wait, what?
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially, I noticed with a lot of guys, even at work, with the Call of Duty games and the war games.
It was then, World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft,
something.
Yeah.
No,
that was...
this guy it was Call of Duty. The World of Warcraft, you're talking about another couple. And they almost split up twice.
Yeah.
One was over a game called Second Life, where the guy almost
forgot he had a first life.
No,
yeah,
no, he almost like actually broke to have the affair that he was having on the video game
because you forgot he had a first life. Yeah.
Yes,
yep. Mm-hmm. And then he got away from that. It was good for him. He saved his marriage, and then he got into World of Warcraft. And almost went down to two.
Okay,
one more time.
So we don't want to scare this listener.
Yeah, but like, oh my God, your husband's gonna go cheat on you.
So I really think, Cash, you can add on to this, but I really think
it's difficult. I mean, you need to
it's all about communication.
Down and explain what's going on, and
it is,
try to get them
understand. I think,
but
like with me, I think we need more information on how frequent, what game. Some games are worse than others.
Well, it also depends on the person, the situation. Like honestly. If it's that bad in your marriage, go see a counselor. Now, with me, if my husband comes home and gets on, if my husband comes home and gets on his computer game, I honestly, I'm like, sweet, I get to watch my shows even longer, or I get to play my games. I have a couple games I just went on and downloaded onto my, because I bought myself a Nintendo Switch. I'm a gamer though. I can spend hours on a game too. So what I do in combat is you do that. If it's really bad, then you smash this fucking system and get over it and move on.
Don't smash the system unless if you want a divorce and an actual breakup.
Or lose $300, $400,
$500.
Yeah, that's extreme, so don't do
games.
That.
What about me says I'm not extreme?
True.
I am always extreme. That's the way I roll. So on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up tonight.
Yes. Stephanie will be back with us next week.
She better be. We miss her.
We will be recording.
I barely even notice she's not here.
We
know. Womp, womp, womp. So we will be recording on Devil's Night next week.
Yeah.
Yay.
So.
And I'm off of work all that. No, not next week. It's the week
the
after.
The week after.
You are like totally
well, I'm sorry.
Jumping the gun, Amy.
In this area, they call it Angel's Night because that makes a difference.
Oh, that's not next week.
No, they just
week.
Changed
I'm sorry,
it.
You're right.
They changed it.
Oh, they changed it again?
They changed it. No, they changed it to Angel's Night because they wanted to, like,
promote not
own the,
burning shit
own
down.
It.
They
well,
we were,
to,
like,
take
number
it.
One for burning down the city for
well,
a long
no, Detroit's
time.
The only area that actually has Devil's Night.
No, we are the only city that has that.
Yeah, Devil's Night
it
is, not,
that's
is a Detroit
the Crow,
thing.
Wow.
The Crow was set
okay,
here.
So we will save that
for next
week
before
if you want to know.
Or we'll save it for Devil's Night.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because next week's only the 23rd.
That's 2 weeks. Yeah.
All right.
2 weeks.
So, on that note, guys, First of all, I'm going to take a personal minute and wish my sisters a very happy birthday. Jennifer, Emily, love you guys to pieces. Happy birthday. I know you guys are struggling. But you know what? Take a shot. Drink up. Move on.
Oh, you weren't talking to me. Sorry.
Happy birthday, girls. I love you guys.
You know, everything's about me.
We will be back next week with a whole new segment.
And tonight's cheers. Or do we want to tell people how to contact us before then?
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Is that what the nod is, Amy? Amy just gave me a look. She gave me a look. She does that often. She gives me looks. Have you noticed that?
I feel like you have a stable of people in your life that give you the
I'm starting to catch on more and more.
All right. So you guys can reach out to us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page, which really is just going to be, from now on, information and memes. Because if you want to listen to an episode, you have to go to drunkenconfessions.com to our website or download Podcast Detroit.
Oh, no, they're out everywhere. Like, they're on Spotify, they're on iTunes, they're all the places.
But you have to look up, to get to us, you have to go to Podcast Detroit.
No, you don't.
No?
No, you can just search for Drunk Confessions. You guys
really?
Show up.
Oh. Oh, I haven't done that yet.
See?
Yeah, you're there.
We're big time now.
We're everywhere.
All right, so.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
Go.
I'm done. I'm totally done.
All right, on that note, our end of the cheers night, our end of the night cheers.
Thank God I'm
driving seems
home.
To be the problem? What seems to be the officer problem?
Shit, snacks. All right, so life is like chess. I don't know how to play chess.
You can't figure out life.
So cheers.
I was like, that life is like a box of chocolates. It never lasts as long as you think it will.
All right, guys. So thank you for listening to our live broadcast. Thank you for downloading the broadcast.
What?
We will have more in store for you guys next week.
We will. So, yeah, come to our website. What Amy was – the whole point before I totally bogarted what she was saying is come to our Facebook page. What we're not going to do is we're not going to post our actual episodes on there. We'll let you know when our next link is posted on our actual website.
Check out the website, drunkconfessions.com.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Love you, bitches. Good night.
Peace out.
Bye.
Oh, you took Stephanie's role.
Cute.